This is Ozarks at Large. The holiday season's officially here, and that means many people are thinking about what gifts to give others or perhaps themselves. To help us is Ty Dennison. He is our tech ambassador. Welcome back.
Hey, Kyle. It's good to be back.
This is the time when many of the new electronic and digital entries into our world get on shelves, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the ads are everywhere right now. I don't know how much television you're watching, but they're wanting you to buy and they're wanting you to spend a lot. And so they've got a lot out there. They've put their best foot forward for the holiday season. So there's a lot of options to sort through.
Here's the thing. I have a radio. I have a laptop. I have a smartphone. I have a CD player. What else do I need?
Well, ecosystems are kind of becoming the new thing. And that's obviously a word that we're familiar with, but it's also becoming something that is a part of the technological landscape in that there are different pieces to what you entertain yourself with. You've got a tablet, you've got a phone, you've got your television, you've got a computer, you've got a gaming system. Different companies are creating ecosystems that allow for all of those pieces to communicate with one another and interact with one another. There are some great component pieces, things that aren't a part of an ecosystem, but by themselves are quality items. But with the movement that's happening in technology, buying into an ecosystem is kind of something you want to start considering in this, maybe this holiday season.
Well, does an ecosystem then mean that you become a blank household, you become an Apple household, or you become – do those parts have to come from the same technological firm?
Sadly, at this point, yes. Although Amazon is probably the company that's going to play nicest with letting you put their ecosystem on other things, because Amazon is a content manufacturer as opposed to some of the others. Their business, you know, Apple's business model is hardware. Microsoft's is a little of both. Google's is search. So they make their revenue in different ways, whereas Amazon just wants to sell you movies and books.
Right.
And so they'll let you read your movies, read your books and watch your movies
right.
on any device they can. And as a result, they've created an ecosystem that I've kind of bought into lately in that I drive quite a bit. I listen to Audible books.
Okay.
Audiobooks are great. And I've often thought to myself, I wish that I could read my book when I got home. I would drive and I'd have a driveway moment like I've often had here with KUAF with an audio book and gone, man, I wish I could go inside and read this. Pick up a book and read it. I wish they gave me the book with it, because I don't want to walk around with my headphones on. Like my wife and children want to interact with me, or even later if I want to, you know, read it at home, I want to read.
Right.
And so I'd often thought that to myself. And lo and behold, a couple months ago, they came out with something called WhisperSync for Voice. And it allows Audible is a company that's owned by Amazon. It's a division of Amazon. Audible books to sync wirelessly, instantaneously with Kindle ebooks. And they give you a discounted copy. So if you buy the Amazon book first, they give you a discounted audiobook for a couple of dollars, or vice versa. You get the Audible book and it's WhisperSync ready. You get the Amazon book.
So in other words, you get out of your driveway and you're on page 75. You pick up your Kindle
mm-hmm.
or a tablet with a Kindle app.
That's correct.
And it goes right to where you
right
hit
to
stop.
Where I hit stop listening. And so it's amazing. And so I went out and bought the cheapest Kindle so that I could have ebooks to read. I'm not a fan of backlit screens when it comes to prolonged reading, so I don't read books on my iPhone or a tablet or anything like that. I stare at a computer enough, so I want something that's not shining light in my face. And so I got the plain Kindle, and now I can read my books and they sync with my audio.
Does the WhisperSync itself cost anything, or is
nope,
that
that's absolutely
you just
free
have
as well.
the infrastructure and it's going to be
correct
free.
If you've got
wow.
the infrastructure to support it, Amazon's happy with you buying the content from them. And that's the way it is with all of their things. That's why they have ad-supported versions of their hardware, like the Kindle Fire, all the e-readers. Those are great gifts. They're quite affordable. They're all under $200. I think they're going to go on sale even further on Black Friday. And again, they just want you to be reading magazines and books and watching movies that you bought from them. And so they'll let you do it on any device, and they'll provide devices for you if you don't already have one to do so.
Okay, so if Apple has an ecosystem, Amazon has created one. Are there other ecosystems?
There are. Google's in the process of creating one. Apple's is probably the most robust. It's got a lot going on. It's the most mature. Google's doing something similar. There's a Google TV, and obviously the Nexus, the Galaxy 7, Nexus 7, tablet is a great tablet. It's also very affordable, and it definitely gives stuff like the Kindle and the Nook HD a run for its money. But it's still not quite as ecosystem-friendly, ecosystem-driven as something like an Apple product. The Nexus phones as well, even in their commercials, show the ability to show things on the television. There's an app for that, and this is kind of where the issue is. In preparing for this, I tried to do the research to explain this is how it's done. I couldn't readily find that. I honestly, sadly, don't have an answer for the listeners that are like, well, I want to be able to do that with my Android phone. I can't tell you. You're going to have to go do some more research. The capability is there with Android, but you'll have to, I believe, have an app, a Google TV or a TV that has apps built into it to be able to. But there's nothing just as simple as your Apple TV shares with all your Apple devices. And that fragmentation within the Android world is an issue that they're still trying to sort out, and they want continuity, and it's just not there yet. But once it gets there, it's going to be a very vibrant ecosystem and very competitively priced as well.
You know, it used to be if I was going to buy a TV, it was just how big a screen do I want. That was the only decision I had to make. Actually, there was a time when you had to decide whether it was color or black and white. Now you've got to think about whether you're buying a TV with apps in it.
Right. What apps do you want in your TV? What do you want baked into it, and what you don't? And there hasn't been much breakthrough in televisions this season. They've just become more affordable, which is in and of itself is a breakthrough.
Right.
There's not a lot of sizzle to it. Not a lot of appeal in the like, oh, I got to get the newest one. But you can certainly get a good quality TV to hang on your wall, because they're all 4 inches thin,
right,
if that, these days, and watch some good stuff in probably 720, if not 1080 resolution. So another area where there hasn't been a lot of change is the gaming console area. And there's one real player in there that has an ecosystem, and that's Microsoft with Xbox. Obviously, with an Xbox, you turn that, and they want you to turn that into your entertainment center, where you've got Netflix, you've got Hulu Plus, you've got HBO Go.
All through your Xbox.
You still have to pay for subscriptions or have a subscription like with HBO. However, you can view all of that content there. They also have an app called Smart Glass, which allows you to watch videos from your tablet or smartphone or iPad on your Xbox. So it gives you that AirPlay feature from any phone or any tablet to your Xbox at this point. So they've kind of tried to let you bring your stuff to the table, and we'll see more people do that. Call of Duty 2, if you're into gaming, that's the game of the season. And that's obviously available on Xbox. So for people who want an ecosystem that's got strong gaming, you're going to want to get into the Xbox system. My guess is you've already got one if you're into gaming. But there's a lot of fun new things happening within the world of Xbox and Microsoft. Look for stuff to develop with the Surface tablet, which is a great tablet, a little expensive. It's Microsoft's first step into the tablet computing world. And so it's not as eloquent as it could be, but it's going to improve. And we know Microsoft's going to bring their A game in that market.
What else? Okay, so if the TVs are affordable but without a little bit of sizzle, and you can build ecosystems, anything else this holiday season?
Yeah, you obviously don't have to have an ecosystem. There are some great things out there that don't have ecosystems. If you're someone who is looking at maybe losing cable, you don't want that expense, you come out the other side of our Financial Times and you're looking at ways you can save money, something like the Boxy Box is a great way to do that. It's a digital, it's a box that's under, I believe it's under $100 right now, and Walmart's starting to carry them. It allows for an antenna so that you can have live television to come in, and it acts as your converter. It has a DVR built into it, and then it has apps such as Netflix, YouTube, things like that, so that you can still access that digital content and get it to your television. So that's something to look into. That again, doesn't communicate with anything else, and there aren't ways to get into that yet. It's similar to the Roku box, like you'd mentioned. There are Rokus out there. None of them are allowing live television, but they're great ways to get digital content onto your television easily and affordably. Roku's got a deal worked out with HBO Go as well. A lot of people like having that HBO content on demand real easily. And so as far as set-top boxes and television communication, that's good. Nintendo's got some great stuff coming out. If you've got particularly younger children, most older guys or guys and girls gravitate towards more serious gaming systems like the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3. But the Wii U stuff is pretty neat in that you can be playing a game and someone wants to watch television. You can pause the game that you're playing on the television and take your little Wii U, which is basically a tablet, and pick up the game where you left off on your tablet. And someone can watch television from there. So they can navigate and way away and go back to, you know, put on the latest episode of Breaking Bad, start watching it, and your child can probably leave the room if you're watching Breaking Bad, depending on the age.
Yes.
And continue playing, you know, Mario Kart or whatever they're playing. And so that's a really neat feature, and it can kind of probably relieve some tension within the households. And another really neat one is the Nook. Barnes & Noble is, man, I rooted for them for a while. Kindle finally bought me out with this WhisperSync stuff, but Barnes & Noble has consistently put out stuff that's just a little higher quality and a little better featured, but they just don't get the press and they don't have an ecosystem, so to speak. Their new tablet, the Nook HD, allows for profiles. So none of these other tablets have profiles on them.
This sounds Orwellian to me so far, so help me out with profile.
The tablet doesn't profile you per se.
Okay.
You create a profile. It allows for multiple users on one tablet. And that's one area where the tablet market has really failed, and a lot of people have complained. So I'm using my iPad, and I want my wife to be able to use it or my children to be able to use it. We're all using the same iPad with the same accounts. Mm-hmm. Barnes & Noble has overcome that issue with having profiles on their tablet so that I take the Nook HD from you, and I hit a few buttons, and the tablet knows that it's me. And so I can have things arranged the way I want them, have things that other people don't have, make purchases through my information, things like that.
What about phones? Anything great with phones this year? I know the iPhone 5 came out earlier.
iPhone 5 came out and everyone mocked it for being longer, but it's a good phone. There are plenty of other the new Android phones are all pretty happening with the Note and the Galaxies and the Nexus phones. Windows Phone is still developing. Microsoft's trying to get a horse in that race, and they're doing good. We just kind of have to be patient with Microsoft sometimes at this point, which is bizarre considering where they've come from. Mm-hmm. But once they get involved, they generally start to put out quality. BlackBerry is trying so hard. Poor BlackBerry, to remain relevant, and they've got a big, a big launch in January, so they'll miss the holiday rush, so no one will be getting a BlackBerry for Christmas, and if they are, I'm sure they'll be complaining about it on Twitter.
Anything else we should know as we look toward holiday gifts for electronic and tech?
There are all kinds of ways to spend your money, so just look for something that interests you and make sure it's quality. There's plenty of ways to vet the stuff that's out there these days with the internet, consumer reports, reviews through online purchasing systems. So, you know, don't be scared to look into new things.
Ty, thank you very much.
You bet, Kyle.
Ty Dennison is our tech guide to what's new and interesting in the digital world. He'll be back for another session in December.